The Siena College poll finds Clinton 10 points ahead of Sanders at 52% to 42%, but Clinton is leading in voter-rich New York City and the surrounding suburbs. The two are even upstate, but only about one quarter of total Democratic voters live there. Siena's Steve Greenberg says there's also an age divide between the two candidates, with Clinton leading among older voters and Sanders ahead among the younger voters.
Those voters under 35, 3-1 with Sanders, whereas those voters 55 and older are with Clinton by 22 points. Now, historically, older voters are better voters. The real question is, do those young voters feel the burn enough to come out and actually vote on Tuesday? If they do, this can make that race much closer.
The former U.S. Senator from New York, First Lady, and former Secretary of State is also ahead with African-American and Latino voters, but Clinton and Vermont Senator Sanders are near even with white voters. Greenberg says much will depend on voter turnout on Tuesday. While Sanders has the support of the state's left-leaning Working Families Party, Clinton will have get-out-the-vote help from many of the major unions.
This is going to be a ground game. Look, it's a primary. Even in a good turnout primary, you wouldn't expect much more than a third of voters to come out. So it really will depend on whether the Sanders campaign or the Clinton campaign has the better ground game.
On the Republican side, candidate Donald Trump is not known for his ground game and strong get-out-the-vote efforts. He's relied more heavily on the media and attendance at his large rallies to stimulate voters. But the poll finds Trump has a strong lead with the support of half of all New York's GOP voters. John Kasich and Ted Cruz are running more than 20 points behind, says Greenberg.
We have Trump at 50%, Kasich 27, Cruz 17.
In the Republican primary, the demographics are reversed, with more than half of the GOP voters living upstate. The New York primary is not a winner-take-all contest. The delegates will be chosen in the state's congressional districts. In the Republican contest, if a candidate wins more than 50% in a congressional district, they get all three delegates. But if they're below half of the votes, then other candidates are awarded the delegates proportionately. Greenberg says that creates a much more competitive race.
If you can keep Trump below 50 in any congressional district, whoever finishes second is going to get a delegate there. And it's all about the delegates. Look, you know, Donald Trump has a very difficult roadmap to getting 1,237 delegates, which is what he needs to win in Cleveland on the first ballot.
Depending on the outcome of New York's primary, the path to an uncontested convention could become even harder for Trump. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.